This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers.
Hi there, Marina Ventura here. I love finding out about the natural world, and that includes the Earth's climate. We know that weather can change from one day to the next, but climates can change too over the time span of years, centuries, or even longer. So I'm on a mission to fill MapApp with the latest climate information with the help of some awesome climate explorers. Come on then, let's go. A bit of rain is something we're used to in this country. Sometimes it's fun to get your wellies on and jump in some puddles.
Rain is important for life, providing water to drink and keep clean, and helping crops and plants to grow. People also like to live near water. It's relaxing and a great source of fun. But too much rainwater can cause very serious problems, causing rivers to overflow and flood the surrounding areas, filling houses, schools, and shops with water.
You can imagine how scary that might be and how much damage would be done if that happened in your neighbourhood. You might even have to leave your home to stay somewhere else. Climate explorers are very interested in studying rainfall and flooding to help us prepare for when these things happen and to help prevent them causing damage.
That's right, Marina. It's something that's becoming more important. Rising global temperatures may cause heavier rainfall events, as well as sea levels to rise. So flooding is something that's not going to go away.
Time to meet our next climate explorer.
Hi, I'm Kate, and I'm a flood scientist. Floods kill more people than anything else on the planet, and are something which can affect us here in the UK. We can't just hope they don't happen. We have to accept that they are a part of life and do our best to reduce the impact they have.
Storm Desmond saw the highest ever amount of rainfall recorded in the UK in one day.
Flooding isn't just becoming more frequent, but the levels of floodwater are becoming higher too. In 2015, flooding in Cumbria broke some of our strongest flood defences. My job is to try to work out what will happen to rivers when there is a lot of rainfall. If we know where the river will overflow, then we can take measures to prevent damage to homes.
Great to know there is something we can do. But how can you tell where the overflows will be?
We can make computer models of rivers and chuck a load of virtual water into them. We keep going until the water starts to jump out. When there is a real flood, we collect real data to see if our models were correct, whether the areas with the most flooding match what our computer model predicted.
Sounds like you get rather wet.
Well, luckily we have a drone, a small flying robot that uses sensors like infrared and thermal imaging to take measurements. Ours is called Firefly. It flies above the areas affected to collect the data.
Wow, I'd love to be a drone.
We'll have to get you some wings. Thanks, Kate. Even though we can't easily prevent natural disasters like flooding, it's good to know that climate explorers are working hard to help us limit the damage they can do.
It certainly is. The more we know, the better we can prepare.
And now we know more about flooding too, don't we? Ready for upload, Mappy?
Load me up.
Next time, we'll be looking at how animals can help us understand changes to the climate. See you soon.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council. The science of the natural world. Find out more at funkidslive.com/marina.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.